targeting multiple pathways of angiogenesis could play an important part in treating lung cancer. This is according to Silvia Novello, who talked at the European Congress in Turin about a number of drugs which could be useful. I asked her why she's so interested in multiple tyrosine kinase inhibitors.
I'm really convinced that multiple target agents are better than a single agent, because we have in this way the possibility to act directly to the tumor and also to blood vessels. So this is the advantage in comparison with an agent as bevacizumab. This is an advantage in comparison with an agent of EGFR action only, like erlotinib or gefitinib. So this is the advantage of this kind of molecules.
Can you tell me which drugs are the front runners at the moment then?
I think that there are two molecules that are more investigated than lung cancer. We cannot say at this point that one molecule is better than another, but absolutely we can tell that we more know some of them, and these are sunitinib and sorafenib, because we have many studies about this molecule in non-small cell and in small cell lung cancer.
Sunitinib and sorafenib are certainly making a big impression in other branches of oncology. What do you think they might be able to do for lung cancer?
I think that there are many problems. So the first one is the prognosis of other cancer. I am thinking about the renal cell carcinoma is completely different in comparison with lung carcinoma, and this is one point. The other point is the system of blood vasculature in lung that is completely different from renal situation, from liver, if we think about the registration of these two compounds also in hepatocarcinoma. And the other point is that talking about toxicity profile, the bleeding could be not an issue for renal cell and for hepatocarcinoma cell, while is an important issue for lung cancer.
You're talking now about practically using these drugs and how they might be different. But in spite of those difficulties, I understand that you are thinking that they might be useful.
Yes, absolutely. I think that we have to select more the population. We cannot think in the future that we can use this kind of compounds at the same way that we were used to apply with chemotherapy. It's a completely different way to move. So we have to select more the patient. This is the reason why we have not the opportunity to see a big response, because we are not ready to select population for this kind of compounds.
What studies are being done right now with sunitinib and sorafenib in the setting of lung cancer?
For sunitinib, I think that the most important study is the study which is published by Sosinski on JCO. This is a second line study in second and third line treatment for advanced non-small cell lung cancer. We participate to this study, and I can see I can tell first this is a very good drug in terms of toxicity profile, well tolerated for the patient, and it guarantee to the patient a good quality of life. And this is the first point that is very important for me, mainly when we talk about second or third line with a patient with such kind of prognosis. And the other important thing is also the response rate, not in terms of a partial response, but we are used to see this waterfall plot that means that this molecule give a response in the aspect a tumor shrinkage. So we see the change of the tumor, and we were not used to see the same thing with a normal chemotherapy.
That was Mark Sosinski's study with sunitinib. What about sorafenib? Is there anything happening there that you're excited about?
Yeah. for sorafenib, there is one study in the second line with more or less the same result of sunitinib, but with a sample size not so great as in the sunitinib study. The other point, unfortunately, at the moment is a negative point because we have the preliminary result of the ESCAPE trial in which locally advanced and metastatic non-small cell lung cancer patients were randomized to carboplatin paclitaxel plus placebo versus carboplatin paclitaxel plus sorafenib. And unfortunately, they did not reach the primary endpoint of the study. That means that we have no advantage adding this molecule to a standard chemotherapy. And furthermore, there is a problem with squamous carcinoma because in the arm with sorafenib, we have more toxicity in a patient with squamous carcinoma, and this is the reason why the study was stopped after 712 patients. That is the number of events that they need.
You obviously have a great deal of enthusiasm for looking at these multi-targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitors. What would you say to the average cancer doctor around the world treating patients?
I think I'm convinced that we still do not have the conclusion about this kind of molecule. They need more tests, and the most important thing is one of my last slides about the surrogate, about the possibility to find something to manage the efficacy of these compounds. We cannot believe that the answer is coming also only from racist criteria. This is a completely different mechanism of action. So we have to find really the target and the way to recognize the activity of these compounds. That could be, for instance, the radiological images. We know that with this kind of compounds, if we have a response, we get a response after 15, maximum 20 days after the beginning of the treatment. So we can use the PET scan to notice a metabolic changement in the tumor receiving this kind of compound.
That was Silvia Novello of Turin University, talking to me here in the city of Turin at the European Congress on Lung Cancer organised by iMedx. I'm Peter Goodwin of the Audio Journal of Oncology.